Elevate your protein game with Clear Whey Protein Powder. Lactose-free, sugar-free, and refreshingly delicious. Perfect for a flavorful, protein-packed boost. That's Clear with a K. Go to clearprotein.com, enter promo code DNZ for 20% off any product. That's clearprotein.com. Clear with a K. Coming at you from the Ayo Studios, it's Red Light, Green Light, 1-2-3 with DNZ. Three fantasy football starts, three fantasy football sits, a pick six that doesn't miss. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Powered by Riverside FM.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1-2-3 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 1, D?
All right, so first up, I've got the Jaguars defense. Yeah, they're playing the Browns on Sunday. Word to the wise, everybody, if you want to stream a defense this year, it's totally possible. Just pick up whoever is playing the Browns. Just take that defense. Number two, I'm taking the Jaguars kicker, Cam Little. He should have a lot of action, a lot of opportunities. He's also playing the Browns on Sunday. Again, if you want to stream a kicker this year, you can't. Just pick up the kicker who's playing the Browns. And last but not least, I'm actually taking Drake London, who is the wide receiver on the Atlanta Falcons. Like I said previously, the Steelers defense hasn't practiced together all preseason or all camp. This weekend will be the first time that that defensive backfield plays together, their safeties and defensive backs. There's no Joey Porter Jr., I believe. So I expect Drake London to have a very nice day. What do you got?
Solid. That's Drake London. That's an interesting pick. I see you over there. I'm going to start in your neck of the woods. I'm going to start with Mark Andrews. No likely, more targets. I think that's going to behoove Mr. Andrews, and he's going to have a good day against the Colts. My second green light. I might regret this. Garrett Wilson against the Titans. But the Titans, nothing to write home about. I think he can feast, provided that Geno Smith can get his ass the ball. Big if, I know. And my third green light. Kirk Cousins against the Dolphins. The Dolphins aren't going anywhere. That defense doesn't. The front... Okay.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Quarterback?
By golly, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Cole's cash Kirk. 100%.
I should stream Kirk this weekend.
I think he's going to have a good game against that dog shit Dolphins team. That secondary is not that great. So he could have a day against that team.
Avoid messy accidents. Get better stopping power with your brake pads. Callahan Brake Pads. You never know when you'll be driving in the road and there will be a truck tire that you need to avoid and save your family. Callahan Auto. We really care about what's under your hood.
Those are our green lights. Who are your top 1-2-3 red lights, D?
All right, so first up, I've got the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, and that's Sam Darnold. I don't like him opening night against the Patriots. New offense, opening night, rookie running back. He could have a rough night. Number two, I'm taking wide receiver of the 49ers, who's playing on Thursday, and that's Mr. Mike Evans. I just don't like his chances against the Rams in Australia. I'm not sure what his role in this offense is going to be. You know, if you remember, Mike Evans usually is a one-on-one guy, kind of eats his opponent. Kyle Shanahan's offense is a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection, a lot of trickery. I don't know how he's going to operate in this team. So I pulled off on starting next week. And number three, I'm taking Chuba Hubbard, who's the running back of the Carolina Panthers. He's going to be splitting time with Jonathan Brooks, but they're going to be really pushing Jonathan Brooks. And he's going to be facing a ferocious Bears front seven. What do you got, Z?
I got all quarterbacks this week. I got all quarterbacks. You know, settle in, and here we go. My first red light, Baker Mayfield against the Bengals. I think extra pressure is going to make Baker crumble. Expect fumbles, picks, the usual when Baker's feeling dangerous, right? When he feels dangerous, that's when shit goes south for Mr. Mayfield. My second red light, Deshaun Watson against the Jaguars. I don't see it.
Nobody is starting Deshaun Watson this weekend, my man.
Some people are starting Deshaun Watson. Somebody took him in a fantasy draft because they needed a quarterback. And they couldn't get Will Levis, so they had to do something. Somebody's got Deshaun Watson. Somebody's got him in a keeper league. Think about that shit. Somebody's got him in a keeper league. But yeah, Deshaun Watson, you stay the fuck away from him. Stay away from him as far as you can. And my third red light is Jaden Daniels against the Eagles. Out of respect for Jaden, I didn't take him fifth. So, it's going to be a long day. That defense is going to feast. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's banged up once again. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you're starting in Fantasy Week 1. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.